Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Summit Carbon Solutions has filed a federal lawsuit against Kossuth County in North Iowa for its new ordinance seeking to limit the safety risk associated with a system breach by keeping carbon dioxide pipelines at least 2.5 miles away from cities. The ordinance also wants pipelines no closer than 0.5 mile from houses, schools, medical facilities, animal confinements, and certain public areas. Summit argues that federal regulators, and not the counties, are charged with governing the safety aspects of such pipelines and that the Iowa Utilities Board approves their routes. During their regular meeting yesterday, Floyd County Board of Supervisors Chair Mark Kuhn said Tim Whipple with Allers & Cooney, the law firm representing Floyd County in Summit permit application proceedings with the IUB, alerted him that the lawsuit could impact Floyd County's ordinance as well.
Kossuth County had developed an ordinance somewhat similar to what we were working on. The significance of that is because Kossuth County is in the Northern District court system. And if you recall, we suspended any consideration of the ordinance that we were working on until a case in the Northern District had been heard. And that will be heard now at some point in time.
Kuhn added that the IUB's ruling on Summit's carbon pipeline permit application could also alter the future of the county's ordinance.
All this could change when the Utilities Board makes a decision regarding the existing Summit line sometime this year.
No time frame has been established for the IUB to rule on Summit's permit application. One leg of the carbon pipeline Summit is proposing in Iowa would begin with the Homeland Energy Solutions ethanol plant between Lawler and New Hampton. It would then be built west through Chickasaw, Floyd, Cerro Gordo, Hancock, and Kossuth counties and continue towards South Dakota. A Charles City man scheduled for trial later this month for allegedly assaulting a pregnant woman has been arrested for violating his probation from a conviction 7 years ago for assaulting a different female who was also pregnant. Charles City police say 36-year-old Melvin Williams was taken into custody Friday afternoon in the 400 block of Hewland Street on a Blackhawk County warrant for failure to complete a domestic violence education course. According to court documents, it was the fourth such arrest warrant issued for Williams since his February 2017 conviction for assault causing bodily injury, a serious misdemeanor. Court records show Williams was accused of assaulting his pregnant girlfriend in July of 2016. This past October, CCPD arrested Williams after he allegedly assaulted another girlfriend who was about 8 months pregnant. The criminal complaint indicates Williams choked the woman, pushed her, caused her head to strike a cabinet, and she fell to the floor. He also bit and scratched her. Williams is scheduled for trial January 18th in Floyd County District Court on a charge of domestic abuse assault of a pregnant person while impeding flow of air blood, a Class D felony. A North Iowa man convicted last fall for OWI has been arrested on a new charge of driving under the influence. Charles City police say a traffic stop in the area of 14th and North Grand Avenues led to 42-year-old Kyle Miller of Sheffield being taken into custody for OWI third offense, making the charge a felony. Miller was also cited for multiple traffic violations. According to court records, Miller was convicted of OWI in October following his September arrest in Cerro Gordo County. The criminal complaint for that incident noted he was also convicted of OWI in February of 2012. Last July in Franklin County, Miller was arrested for assaulting a female victim in Rockwell, but pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of disorderly conduct in December. Repeating, the National Weather Service in La Crosse with a winter storm warning still in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning for Mitchell, Floyd, Chickasaw, Fayette, Alamakee, Clayton, Howard, and Winnesee counties in northeast Iowa. The National Weather Service in Des Moines continuing a winter storm warning in effect until 6 o'clock this evening for North Iowa counties including Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Pocahontas, Humboldt, Wright, Franklin, Butler, Bremer, Webster, Hamilton, Hardin, Grundy, and Blackhawk. Additional snowfall could range anywhere from 2 up to 10 inches by the time it is done this evening. Because of the weather, most area school districts calling off classes for today. Again, that list of closures include Central Springs, who will go with an e-learning day. Charles City closed, plus Clarksville, Decorah, Howard Winneshiek, Mason City, Nashua Plainfield, New Hampton. Nyack Campus in Mason City closed today. All classes and activities canceled. NICC campuses in Kelmer and Cresco closed today. School closures also include North Butler, North Fayette, Olwine, Osage, Riceville, Rudrockford, Marble Rock, St. Ansgar, South Winneshiek, plus Sumner, Fredericksburg, Tripola, Turkey Valley, Waverly, Shell Rock, and West Fork, which is going with an e-learning day today. You can see the complete list of school cancellations and other weather-related announcements on our station website. With school canceled today for Charles City, there will be no Charles City boys girls basketball doubleheader against Hampton Dumont Cal tonight on Fab Oldies KCHA. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, we do have Iowa State men's basketball, the Cyclones hosting Houston, pregame at 5, tip-off at 6. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.